If you're watching the replay, fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. I'm gonna let some people get in here. Hit the like button. Make sure you leave a comment. Let's get it. Yeah.
So when the date with decided that I'm not going to see a guy again because he made
Let's get it. It's going to be a spooky night, fellas. It's going to be horrific. It's going to be terrifying. It's going to be stomach curling. No, but serious, folks. Let's get serious. Thanks for stopping by on this Halloween night. Everybody, let me know what you up to this Halloween night 2024. You know, let me switch over the screen. Then I'm going to do my e-begging spiel, you know. I'm definitely going to do my e-begging spiel. Okay, let's do it. We're going to press play on this, and I'm going to be right back.
I'm kind of annoyed. I was speaking to this guy for quite a while, and he asked me out on a date, and I was like, sure, because he seemed quite nice. He arranged all of it, which was lovely. I'm all for that. We ended up going to a bar for a couple of drinks before going for something to eat. In the bar, he paid for the two rounds of drinks, but I did offer to pay for the second round, which he was like, sure to. So I made him take my car, but then he ended up paying for it anyway. And he was like, it's fine, just pay for the next round. I knew that he had arranged for us to go for something to eat after. I was like, well, so I'm guessing he means pay for the meal, which I'm fine about. However, this place we went for a meal was extremely nice. Like, there were celebrities on the wall, like photos with Victoria Beckham and like actors and football players. And it was like Italian tapas, so you had to get like four or five tapas that were like 15 quid each to share. He also was drinking double whiskey straight, because that's the only thing he drinks. And that was his idea to go to this place. It wasn't my idea. So when the bill comes, I didn't even look at how much it was, but I was like, I'm happy to split it. And he was like, no, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, no, it's fine. Because obviously I'm not going to be like, no, you pay for the meal. Even though personally, I think he should have, because he asked me to go on that date to that restaurant that was quite expensive. I ended up paying 55 quid for half the meal. And it wasn't my idea. It wasn't my idea to go there. If I had arranged it and I had like a plan the day, I would be doing something different. I don't want to spend 70 quid, 80 quid with like train tickets and everything to meet someone that I don't know. I'd rather just go for a walk in a park and get a coffee. Like, in this day and age, with the cost of living crisis and all that jazz, he's also got a decent job. Like, I know he's got a decent job. So, I'm slightly annoyed by that.
Well, maybe he was testing you. Maybe that could have been the love of your life. But you dropped the ball. You effed it up. And now you got to be back on the dating market. You know, now you back on TikTok being pathetic, as usual.
Gentlemen, men, males, this one's for you. It does not matter how much of a debacle you create in my comments. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many times you say to me, oh, you're a gold digger. No one wants to be with someone who doesn't want to split the bill. Why don't you want to split the bill? Because you haven't got any money. All of this trash that you say, that's neither here nor there. First of all, I don't care. Secondly, that does not change the fact that the majority of women, most women, would rather or want to be with a guy who does not ask them to split the bill. Most women.
Look, you're not wife material. That's why you're still single. Women who get wifed up and are in happy, healthy relationships, they know life is about compromise, life is about helping out, life is about bringing value to the union. You know, when a woman really likes you, she will spend money on you. By the time a woman go full-blown gold digger route, she's done forever. She'll never be in a successful relationship. It's just not going to fucking happen. See, she's been hurt. You know, this is a defense mechanism. When they start making it all about money and they got to start getting on camera, talking about how they won't pay a bill. If you were the quality of woman who didn't have to pay a bill, you wouldn't have to be on TikTok talking about how you don't pay a bill. Because you'll be too busy living in a nice house where you don't pay no bills. At restaurants that you don't pick up the tab. let's do my e-begging spiel. I'm looking for a live stream sponsor starting at $5. It makes you the king of the stream, the big dog of the stream. You know, head honcho, in charge. Unless somebody dethroned you with a higher donation. $15 is the goal we're looking to meet this first hour. That guarantees a two-hour Halloween special. $25 is the whole stream goal, and that guarantees a bonus live stream this week. Cash App, PayPal, Streamlabs, all in the chat, at the top of the chat, or you could do Super Chat, Super Sticker, and you get the automatic meme that pop up. Let's get those donations in, fellas.
Women would rather you pay for her than her split the bill. So that fact remains, regardless of whatever you say. Another point I'd like to pick with you is you guys are incredibly two-faced. Incredibly. Because I've noticed two accounts that like to make comments like, maybe you're just not worth him paying the bill. Worth what? There's no worth. It's you pay the bill regardless. Worth? Two accounts in particular that have commented something like that under one of my videos. I'm not going to expose you this time.
Yeah, what are you doing wrong where you're not attracting guys who automatically pay the bill without thinking about it? Like, you seem unbearable to be with. Look, you better hurry up and lock in a rich sucker because you're not a likable person. So hurry up and try to find you a rich fool and, you know, leech off him for a lifetime. You got to hurry up and close the deal, bitch. You're only getting older. The looks are getting, you know, worse and worse every year. You don't got anything in the personality or character department. So hurry up and cash in on your looks, bitch. Quick.
But if you persist with the debacle, if you persist.
Because let's be clear. That's why she thinks she deserves everything paid for. Because she's not the ugliest thing on the planet. She don't even believe the reason why a guy should pay for her is character, intellect, personality, anything like that. She knows it's, I'm kind of cute. You know what I mean? I'm not saying anything she doesn't know.
I may expose you.
She had zero problem with splitting the bill when she thought it was a low price. But when it turned out to be expensive, she got angry. The irony is, if a man takes a woman on a cheaper date or a coffee like she suggested, women usually call men broke. Regardless of what happens, they will always have something to complain about unless they're already into you, like they're into Chad, Tyrone, and Miguel.
I never pay for food.
She said that the majority of women would rather be with a guy who does not want to split the bill. Ironically, those are the women who turn out to be single or get pumped and dumped. When a guy spends all of...
All right, let's go over this real quick. This post says, what does attract men? I, 24 female, am a successful person in my life. Already, most guys aren't attracted to this first sentence. So let me help you out right there. Men don't give a damn about your success. And if anything, it's a turnoff because we're going to feel like you're going to try to be masculine, try to be dominant, try to, you know, constantly talk about your career and success. We don't want to hear about it. I don't give a damn if a woman got a PhD, you know, if she got a Nobel Peace Prize. Most men would rather hear about how you don't have a gag reflex than they would like to hear about your degree in biology. Maybe I'm just a sicko. It says, I work and study, go to the gym, eat healthy, have a couple of really cool skills like cooking, painting, craft making, and crocheting. Overall, I can bring so many things to my future partner's life. Okay, I hear you. The problem is I'm very single. No one approaches me in public. Well, maybe you're not hot. Maybe you're overweight. I find it suspicious that, you know, you haven't brought up anything about how you look. But maybe it's coming. I got rejected a couple times when I was trying to get some men's socials, and I think there's something wrong with the way I look. You're probably right, but you don't think. You probably know. I'm not terribly ugly. Damn. So you're ugly, but just not terribly ugly? In fact, all my friends that know me always compliment my looks and everything. And I know it's genuine. Sure. How could you tell? The sisterhood is always going to hype you up and say you're a 10, even though you're a 3. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you're clueless, man. If you think you can trust the opinion of your friends on how you look in this day and age, completely lost. So I wanted to know what exactly attracts men at first sight and make them approach, talk to a girl. Well, that's kind of over with now. The hashtag, you know, we too. It ruined everything. And a bunch of dingbats getting on TikTok talking about, you know, don't approach us and all that. And just women constantly talking about how they H8 men. Yeah, men are over it. So you might just be out of luck. You got to initiate conversation now. You're going to have to take, you know, game lessons. You're going to have to get you a dating coach. You're going to have to hire you a dating guru. All right, should we go to Kendra G? Oh, no, let's do this. Let's do it. Let's just knock it out. Pineapple Show. But before we check her out, let's check out her Instagram. How many followers? 15,000 followers? Yeah. Once they get over 10,000 followers, you can expect the ego to be out of this world, whether it's justified or not. Oh, she's an actor. Let's see if we can see an audition tape, y'all. Nineteen Keys is a pretty known brother in the black consciousness space. You know, I wonder, did he do this interview because she kind of cute or just because he's such a con man? Let's see if I can. Oh, conversation with 19 Keys. All right, we ain't gonna look at that. But anyway, back to the Instagram. Are these her kids? Or just your nieces? What's going on here? I'm sure we'll find out pretty soon. Nothing too crazy so far. Uh-oh. What's this? I mean, it could be worse. Trying to be a model. The typical thought bathroom pick from the club. I'm not impressed. It's not giving mother and wife. Okay. This isn't, yeah. Not wholesome at all, man. Let me guess, you want a man who makes six figures. That's the energy I'm getting from the Instagram. It ain't the worst Instagram I've seen, though. Who the hell is this? Yeah. I get the vibe you done been ran through. Butt cheeks done been grabbed by plenty of pookies and shotgun shugs. But, let's hear her out, guys. Maybe I'm way off. If I could find her.
Tara.
Hi.
Nope, that ain't her.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
That ain't her, y'all. I'm gonna find her. Let's get them donations in. Super Chat, Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal. Let's get it.
All the episodes of the Blind Pineapple are gonna be. So if you wanna check that out, that would be good. But I'll put it later. All right, so she's here. We're gonna start All right, I'm bringing her on. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. How was your day?
Busy. I'm literally just now sitting down. So, okay. Very busy.
Well, what did you do?
I had an audition. I did some last minute shopping and I just got in the house.
The energy is all wrong off top. It's very, I don't know, down and out, or it's masculine. I'll just say that. I'm getting a masculine businesswoman vibe off the top. She don't seem happy to be here. And men pick up on that quick. So, yeah. Let me pause on a better spot, and then we could do our VA vets. And it's not VA bets with a B. It's VA vets with a V as in Victor. So it's visual analysis, and then I'm calling you guys vets, as in veterans, get it, VA. Okay, never mind. Let me just.
Okay.
Yeah, her eyes just look dead. She looks dead inside. Never a good sign. Never, ever a good sign. So let's do the VA vets. Her look is giving 1993 hood movie vibes. What do y'all think about the look? Can I get a 1 to 5 in the chat? 1 to 5 in the chat based on what you're seeing right now. I'm not seeing anything where I want to take off points based on anything I'm seeing. I mean, she cool. She's no supermodel. But she all right. She cool. You know? Her hairdo seems really outdated. And the hoop earrings, they both seem really outdated. But let's hear her out. Who's keeping score of Hot Garbage Strikeout, Halloween edition? Steve, you keep your score? Somebody let me know who keep your score of Hot Garbage Strikeout.
Shopping for Halloween or just regular shopping?
Halloween, makeup. Groceries. Yeah, I was everywhere.
Okay. What are you gonna be for Halloween?
I usually don't ever be a character. I just be myself and wear something black, cute, lace.
Okay. All right, cool.
She's not smiling. Yeah, this is a no go. I'm just getting a bad vibe, bad energy, bad demeanor, bad disposition. Even her nails are old school nails, just like the regular red polish. She's coming across probably a lot older than she actually is. I can't wait to see how old she is. She's coming across like she's 55. She don't look 55, but the energy and the look is coming off 55.
So would you like to introduce yourself so that people know a little bit more about you and who you are?
My name is Cosmic Hugh. I'm an actress and a model, also a mental health advocate. And I'm currently living in LA. I moved from New York. I was there for about 5 years.
Oh boy, so many points to take off. She's not a mental health, you know, worker. She's not a psychologist. She's not a psychiatrist. She's a mental health advocate. She advocates for mental health. I guess I know what that means. I mean, technically, what does it mean? Do you go across the country and speak about it? Like, I'm not going to take any points off for it, but it's definitely a red flag. She's a quote-unquote, I'm doing air quotes. I know you can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes. Actress and model. She's clearly over 30, still talking this actress and model shit. So we're going to take... We're going to take 20 points off of that. And then she lived in New York for 5 years and now in LA. Now she all over the place. What is she running from? She's a Travelicia. So we're going to take off 10 points for that. So that's negative 30 points. We're just going to leave it there for now. We're going to take it slow, y'all.
But originally from Chicago. I like to travel. I'm a huge foodie.
the two most basic bitch things you could say on a dating show. I like to travel and I'm a foodie. I already took points off for her being a Travelicia, but the fact that she just confirmed it, another 10 points off. I'm a foodie. Oh my gosh. Another 10 points off of that. It couldn't get more vanilla. It couldn't get more predictable. They can't say something interesting to save their fucking life. They just can't do it.
I live a healthy lifestyle, kind of strict to some people, like my friends and family. They think I'm too strict on it, but I think in today's economy, we have to be a little strict.
What's strict? Tell us, what's about your diet?
So I read everything. I read labels. I don't count calories. I'm not that strict, but so I read labels. I don't do refined sugars. I don't do most meats. I usually just do fish. I've been trying to do a little lamb.
She's not smiling at all. And everything is just sounding so sterile, business-like. I feel like I'm on a business interview. Her personality is dry as hell. Almost like robotic. There's nothing likable, pleasant, nothing. Am I missing something, y'all? Let me know something in the chat. I ain't getting no feedback in the chat, and plus nobody's keeping score. Steve M, can you keep score? I think we had negative 50 or something. Anybody want to keep score? Jorn, shout out, y'all.
Add some red meat, but I don't do dairy or no dairy or gluten, so I'm gluten free for everything, and that literally cuts out.
I don't care. I don't care.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. now I'm like, okay, what can she eat? Okay. What else should
you see that fake ass laugh? Let's rewind that. This is the energy you're gonna get with her. Let's check out that laugh. I gotta.
Now I'm like, okay, what can she eat? Okay.
Nah, man, you don't want nothing to do with this. You definitely don't want nothing to do with this, y'all.
What else should we know about you? Do you want to tell us your age?
So, yes, I'm 34.
Yep. Okay.
Do you have any kids?
I do. I have two daughters from my previous marriage.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I figured she was about 34. She looked 34. Act and dress 55, but yeah, she's 34. She got two kids by a previous marriage. So 5 points off each for the kids. So that's another negative 10. At least she was married, though. So I'll give her 5 points back for that. Well, no, because she divorced her husband. For a silly reason, I'm sure. So we're going to do another negative 10 off of that.
How old are they?
11 and 7.
Okay, cool. What else? How tall are you? Because that's going to come later on, so I'm going to ask already.
So I'm 5'2.5". I like to put that half on it.
Okay. That's important. Okay. All right, so just to make sure, you are single?
I am.
All right. Also, what do you like to do on your spare time?
Travel. I like to travel, and I like to be by the water. Like, I'm huge on the beach.
Look, you too old for this. It's time to develop a real personality. Like, this just isn't going to fly with a man of substance. You know what I mean? All these standard-ass answers and just... Yeah, no, this isn't going to work. 34, still trying to be a model, divorce your husband. You got two young kids. Still try to fly around and be a model and an actress. This is a fucking joke. I mean, it would be a joke if you didn't have kids, but it's 10 times more a joke, if you will, the fact that you have two young children. It's time for you to get serious about life, man. How the hell do you pay your bills? It ain't modeling and acting. I can assure everybody listening. Probably some sugar daddy setup, I'm sure.
I like nature, music, art.
Okay, nice. All right, so today we are going to try to find the man of your dreams. So,
oh yeah, you look so thrilled. Wait, let's just go back a little bit. Peep the excitement, y'all. This the energy that she come on the internet for men. The energy she come with for men.
Out as far as what you're looking for, tell us some of the characteristics that he needs to have, like mental characteristics.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the first thing for me, he has to have a level of mental intelligence, of course. Then
okay, Mars Madness say she cool. What why is the bar so low for men? What's cool about her? That she's not being loud and ghetto? That still don't make her cool. This is the most dead personality ever. She seems depressed. She seems really unhappy.
I like him to have some sense of spirituality. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter what it is, but spirituality is huge to me. He has to believe in some type of power, whether that's in himself or outside of himself. I'm huge on ambition, so he has to have goals. He has to be working towards something. I feel like even if you accomplish your goals, there's always something else to accomplish. So I'm very goal-driven. And, of course, nice personality, funny.
You don't have a nice personality and you're not funny. And if you're ambitious and he's ambitious, well, first off, like, who's going to watch your kids while all these parties in the relationship are going to be ambitious? That's what I want to know. And when do you have time for this man, this top tier man that you're describing? Since you're here and there, New York, LA, doing interviews with 19 Keys, when do you got time to empty his balls and give him tender love and care?
An honest, kind person. How he treats others is like, it's huge to me. I pay attention to that a lot. So, what else? Attractiveness, of course. Okay. I'm not gonna put no height on it, but I just like tall men. But I'm not gonna say okay, I cut everybody out because of that. So,
So what's the shortest that you?
He has to be taller than me, so
5'3".
No, yes, he has to be a little bit taller than that. I would say 5'6" and up.
Okay.
So much emphasis on height when you're a 34-year-old divorcee with two kids. You kind of cute, but so what? Men over 30, they start to think with their big head. They're going to do the math on you. And your tits hanging out isn't going to, you know, blur their vision to the point where they're not going to have logic. You know? Nothing about you says a man should take you serious in a relationship. Your career, number of kids, the fact you divorced your husband, just et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
How do you want him to be? What's the age range for you?
I'm not picking on age. I'll say I'm pretty open to age as long as he's not a minor. So, yes.
So you okay with 22?
You said 22?
Yeah.
Okay, 25 and up. Okay. He has to have some type of maturity.
Okay. What's the oldest?
What age are you considered a senior citizen?
Oh yeah, she looking for a sugar daddy. Well, that's how she paying her bills now. It all makes sense now. It all makes sense. You too old to be looking for a sugar daddy. You got two children. This is sick, y'all.
Before that age.
Okay, so I really don't know, but like 60 is cool?
If he's 60 and he kept up with himself, yes.
Okay. Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's good because you're not too, I mean, you want 5'6", that's okay. I think we can find those. 25, mm-hmm. 60, I think we can find some. Okay. Mm-hmm. Can he have kids?
Yeah, he can have kids.
Yeah. Is there a limit on the how many?
I think it's more of a limit of how many baby mothers or ex-wives or I think that's what I pay attention to. Like, if you have more than one, that's a red flag for me.
So let's see, man. Why are men not picking up on this demeanor? Quantavious, I hope that's a fake name. Quantavious Lemon says, little mama is pretty open, so bring it tonight. Bring it for what? This dry ass personality? Like, what? This 90s aesthetic? Why would I be bringing it?
Or ex-wives, or I think that's what I pay attention to. Like, we have more than one, that's a red flag for me.
So one baby mom and however many kids.
However many kids, yeah.
Okay, cool. How much money do you want him to make?
I don't really want to put a amount on there, but he definitely can't be broke.
Broke is subjective, though. So
I'm right. I'm thinking about that because in today's economy. Broke can be very like
ma'am, you're broke. I love how women are so quick to refer to a man as broke when most of these bitches are broke, and even the ones who aren't broke financially, they're definitely broke mentally, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. You know what I mean? I'd rather be a broke man financially than be a mentally, emotionally, and spiritually broke woman any day. Bars. I'm barring myself on that one.
I'll say 70K,
okay.
70K and up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's not bad. What else? What else you can think?
34-year-old single mother who already ran a man through divorce court. You'd be lucky to get 20 to 40K. I don't give a damn what you look like. You know what? Yeah, I say about 20 to 30K. You would be blessed. A good dude who know how to work, you know, with his hands, know how to fix stuff around the house, who willing to pull up with your two leftover kids that come from another man's balls, and he willing to be a father to them. Yeah. You don't qualify for a height requirement. You don't qualify for an income requirement. Fucking period. I don't give a damn if you look like Halle Berry in her prime.
That you would want in your man.
Funny. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier. I like funny men. I like to laugh. So
we can't tell. You don't smile. You don't seem like you got a good sense of humor. So I call bullshit on that, man.
If he can make me laugh, that's a key for me.
Okay. All right, then I guess we can start the show. So what's going to happen?
Enough of that bullshit. Let's get the donations in, y'all. Let's have a two-hour show tonight. We're looking for a $15 donation or anything would help. But we're looking to meet that $15 goal so we can have a two-hour stream. Cash App, PayPal, Streamlabs, link in the chat, or Super Chat, Super Sticker. Let's get it.
43. Let me fix this, Kendra, because this thing is.
Yeah. Yes. Hi, Tina. Where you calling me from, baby?
Atlanta.
ATL. How old are you, love?
43. Let me fix this, Kendra, because this thing is.
And I was ready.
Yeah, fix it. You have like a glare light. You're not driving, right?
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
All right, this actually kind of works. You have pretty good light for the car.
Thank you.
Tina, Atlanta.
43 in Atlanta. Look, 43 dating is over. That's my official opinion on it. After 40, dating is over. Serious dating is over after 40. It is. fuck buddy, just a cool person you hang out with from time to time. Don't worry about who else he having sex with, or none of that. Who you saw him in the car with, don't worry about it. Just do you, go out to the club, have fun, focus on your kids, give to charity, write a book. Serious dating is over for a woman after 40. You had your chance. You had your 20 years. You know, you've been dating boys since 15. You had your 25 years. That's close to 30 years. Just retire. 40 plus is retirement age for dating for women. Fucking period. But let's continue.
43, what's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Leo.
Leo, and what you do for a living, babe?
Well, I'm retired military.
Oh, no. No. Masculine. Run the other fucking way if she was in the military. Thanks for your service, though. I ain't even trying to be funny. Thanks for your service. But as far as dating, hell no.
But I'm a real estate broker here in Atlanta.
Oh, you so can't make it up.
And a couple of other things, but those are the two main income sources.
Okay, we're going to do a negative 10 point. Anytime they try to make it seem like they're doing five things, that's a negative 10 points. Was in the military, negative 10 points. Don't get mad at me if it's any real vets in the chat.
So retired military and what else, honey?
I'm a real estate broker. Tina Ape. Uh-huh. I'm a real estate broker here in Atlanta. Broker.
You have any kids?
I do, two.
How old are your two kids?
My son is 26 and my daughter just turned 18 on the 26th of this month.
Okay. Are they both by the same man?
No.
All right. 5 points off for each kid. That's 10 points off. And then they're by two different men. So we're going to do another 10 points off for that. So none of this is sounding good. But if she was such a great option, she wouldn't be on Kendra G. Women who are great options. Well, let's be honest. Women who are great options aren't single on the dating market at 40. And even if they are, they get snatched up real quick. They don't got to come on Kendra G. Maybe they be on a dating app for a week, maybe.
No.
No, two men. Have you ever been married?
I have.
When did you get divorced?
5 years ago.
5 years ago. Okay. So, Tina, this is the best light we have, right?
Divorced her husband at 38. And she's been in the streets since. Nobody has taken her serious since, and nobody else is going to take her serious. That was her last marriage, I assure you, regardless of what happened.
Yeah, hold on. I think my dome lights can get a little bit brighter.
Ooh, yeah. What kind of car you got? Is that a Rolls Royce?
It's a Mercedes.
Mercedes. Car. Okay.
Yeah, that ain't going to help you in the dating market. It really ain't. I don't know where it's going to help you. I don't give a damn about a Mercedes. I could never give a damn about what people drive. But people always want to project high value and try to flex. We get it. You got a Mercedes. It ain't going to help you here, bitch. It ain't going to help you here.
You got the ceiling lights.
Kendra.
Okay. All right, so we got Tina, Atlanta, 43, Leo, retired military, real estate broker, amount of two kids by two men, and she was married, got divorced 5 years ago.
All right, George says, from Canada, says there's so many 304s walking around tonight just at a bar in Canada. Yeah, hey, try to get you some pussy. You going to try to get you some, George? Let me know in the chat. You going to try to fuck some of them hoes.
What kind of man you looking for, girl?
Okay, somebody that is, hold on, I have a list, Kendra, can I just...
Oh, no. No list after 30. List was for your 20s.
I was going to say, so I feel like you have a list.
I do, but it's not long. I'm very reasonable. So I'm looking for someone that takes pride in how he looks, someone that's loving, kind, generous, caring, and loves life.
We know what that generous word means. You looking for a sugar daddy still? I thought you was a real estate and retired military, and she want a nigga to trick on her at 43 with two kids and been divorced. In Atlanta, the competition is stiff in Atlanta. You ain't got nothing coming for somebody tricking on you at 43. That's crazy that they think this.
Been through some things, and I want someone that loves life and wants to just live it at this point. So that's it. See, I don't ask for much.
No, that is asking for much. At 43, two kids, divorcee, ex-military, yeah, it's asking for much. You're the bottom of the dating market. Like most of the women that I, you know, go over. That's asking for too much. It really is. Just a dude that treats you right, who willing to deal with an old hag. That's good enough for you.
Okay, what are your deal breakers?
Inconsistency. Someone that's unemployed. Someone that doesn't like tattoos, because I have a lot of them.
Oh, negative 20 points. Look, that's all you qualify for is an inconsistent man without a job. You better take that inconsistent man without a job if he treats you right. You're the equivalent to that in the dating market. Let's go over this again. A tatted up, mother of two, divorcee, ex-military. With a Benz. Ain't that crazy how that's the equivalent to a jobless man who's inconsistent?
And someone that doesn't work out or want to work out, want to start living a healthy lifestyle. You doesn't have to work out right now, but be willing to go ahead and start living a healthy lifestyle.
Should he look a certain way?
Yes, I don't want someone that's heavily obese. That just, to me, it symbolizes to me that they don't care about or take pride in their health or themselves. Other than that, no, that they don't need to look a certain way. I just want them to be healthy.
What do y'all rate her 1 to 5? I don't find her attractive, you know? And when I say that about these women, it's not the roast. But if we're talking about dating, we can't negate looks, can we? We can't. That's like talking about how good of a baller is. We can't negate dribbling. You got to know how to dribble to be a good basketball player. You know what I mean? We talking about racing. You got to know how to steer a car if we talking about racing. So, yeah, we talking about what type of option you are in the dating market. I don't find you attractive at all. I actually find you to be below average looking. So, yeah, all this is asking for too much. You kind of look like a guy. Like, you might, I ain't going to say you're a guy. Like, I'm not trying to be funny, but you're not attractive, man. So, you don't get to pick if a guy's in shape and all that. No, let that go.
Okay. Should he make a certain amount of money?
I want at least 6 figures.
Nah, man. Nah. Ma'am, you qualify for jobless to 20K. I mean, you might be able to have sex with a dude who makes 6 figures on a drunk night when he really fucked up after the club. And if he a little bit in the trannies, you might be able to fuck a dude who makes 6 figures. He might even accidentally trick a couple of hundred on you. But that's the extent of you and a 6-figure man. That's the end of the connection between you and a 6-figure man.
Okay, so at least 100K.
Yes.
Okay, and would you date a man that made less? No?
I think I would.
She thinks. She had to think about it, y'all. She had to really weigh some things in her mind. They have no idea what their value is to men. I mean, I know her girls are probably gassing her up. You got it together, girl. You ex-military. You in real estate. You got a Benz. Yeah. They really don't get it. Women like this would be better off. Like, just be a sugar mama. Get you a broke dude. Step his life up. Step his wardrobe up. give them a third of your salary. You in the Build-A-Bear phase of dating. My really dating over, you should be retired. But if you just going to struggle through it, yeah, it's Build-A-Bear era. Hashtag that, bitch. It's Build-A-Bear era.
I think I would, but I would not go less than like 80,000, because that's like okay. a bad year for me. 80,000 is a bad year for me. I want someone, because I've dated. I was married to someone that made less than me. And so I learned my lesson with that. They start to resent you, and I just...
No, because you was trying to belittle him probably, and just probably try to act like you, you know, didn't have to listen to shit he said because you make big money and you paying the bulk of the bills. That's what he had a problem with.
I don't want my man feeling that way at all.
Oh, you see how she tried to do that? You see that manipulation? I'm so noble. I just don't want my man to feel insecure. It's not that, you know, I got a problem with him making less, but I want him to feel like the man in the house. You see how she tried to make it seem like she was noble? No, bitch, you the one who didn't make him feel like the man in the house despite your money. Your money can't buy leadership. I got that from Black Light Podcast, Don Lexi. He said that earlier. And I'm going to repeat it. You know, I wasn't going to take credit for it because I'm a good man. But, yeah, money can't buy leadership. And women who make big money, they don't get it. And they don't understand the concept that even a lot of dudes that work at McDonald's are better than you. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, far as common sense, far as structure, discipline. The dude that work at McDonald's is better than you despite your bag. It'd be a blessing for that McDonald's worker, good dude, to come on board with you. And it would be a blessing and an honor for you to cake him the fuck up and for him to stick around in your life. You heard me?
In what ways did your husband resent you because you made more money?
Number one, the resentment, because I was making more. He didn't feel comfortable. I feel like he didn't feel comfortable. And then
he can't make this shit up. First, she said he didn't feel comfortable, and I'm glad she corrected herself. I'm glad she was being honest. She was like, well, I felt like he wasn't comfortable. No, bitch, just say you wasn't comfortable with it and stop trying to trick us. We too red-pilled over here for you to trick us with this basic bitch logic, this dumb bitchinese.
Also, maybe it was just his family dynamic, but his family felt like, well, Tina got it. That's what they would always say. Why don't you ask Tina? She got it. So I don't.
Well, yeah, they was pocket watching. They was out of pocket for that. They was out of pocket for pocket watching. But that's what the family would do. But see, that's also a consequence of you trying to stunt on Instagram. I ain't even going to pull up her Instagram, but I already know she's standing in front of her bins and all that shit. That's the downside to stunting on Instagram. Quiet money is the best money. If they ain't know you was balling like that, if you was more modest, motherfuckers wouldn't be like, yeah, Tina got it. Ask her for the money.
I want to be with someone where they know I'm making the more, you know, more money.
Well, I think that was out of line. He didn't check his family for saying that.
That's why I'm not with him.
That's a stupid fucking reason. That's why I'm not with him. They'll come up with anything to say. That's why I'm not with him. See? You could come up with a justification to leave any person because we all got many flaws. So any person could say, well, that's why I left. He did this. That's why I left. She did this. That's why I left. Anybody could say that over every little thing. This is so stupid. You broke up your family for that because they kept saying Tina got it. Well, you did, bitch. You had it. See, when women get the money, they don't want to do what men been doing since the beginning of time, taking care of everybody. Well, stop making money. What's the point of y'all making money? Women can't handle making money, man. They can't. Every woman who make big money need to go find a man to go relinquish that shit to and fall under his manhood. That's what every woman who need to, who make big money need to do, including Oprah.
That's why I'm not.
Yeah, I think the family shouldn't get involved. And
they definitely did. They definitely did. And I just don't want to be put in that situation. I guess the reason I'm saying I want these things is because it was already difficult for me to handle it then. And I just really don't want to put myself in that type of situation again. So I had to have some really difficult conversations in that marriage. And I don't want to go through that again, Kendra.
I know y'all don't want to go through shit, but what all did you put him through? You ain't going to dive into that, are you? women are the only ones who go through shit in a relationship, right? You was a perfect angel in a relationship, right? The fuck out of here. That's called being in a relationship. There is no relationship where ain't no bullshit involved. Let me say that again. There has never been a romantic relationship in the history of the human race where it ain't bullshit involved somewhere in the game. So if you can't put up with somebody's bullshit, don't get in a relationship. That's a vital part of a relationship, being able to work through the bullshit. If you have a zero tolerance for bullshit, have a zero tolerance for relationships and just keep draining balls for a living. Or not for a living, but you know what I mean.
I understand. Okay, I got you, girl. All right, Tina. How many years were you guys married for?
We dated for 7, married for 4.
11 years thrown away. Wow.
Okay. Let's do the Kendra Cam.
I don't have no light. Okay, I'm going to do my best, Kendra. I'm going to sit it right here and step out the car.
Why are you at the car? Are you going somewhere?
No, my daughter came to this scary place in Atlanta. She's like visiting with some friends.
Oh, scary people doing scary stuff?
Yeah, and I don't do stuff like that, so.
But I still don't explain why you just in a car. Okay, your people went to go do a scary thing in Atlanta, and what, you dropped them off and you just sitting in the car? It ain't adding up. So many lies. This is a 43-year-old woman. This is a grandma. She's grandma age. But she still want to be 21. I mean, she has the brain of a 21-year-old. She's still trying to live the 21-year-old hot girl summer. And it's fucking pathetic at 43. It really is. And men know it's pathetic instantly. And I'm sure you got a BBL and that get club attention and gas station attention. But look, man, you're going to get pole for the rest of your life. You don't ever got to worry about that. You're going to get somebody to, you know, slide up in them sugar walls regardless. But let's just continue.
Okay, let me see if you can see me. Oh, let me move it. Kendra, I'm so sorry. I thought I would be home by the time you came on.
The stupid little biker, whatever, skin tight. It's just sad at this age. This shit is played out after 25. The little dressing like a hooker thing, that's like 15 to 25. And then that shit get played out after 25. And after 30, motherfuckers just shaking their head. I mean, if you still got body, niggas look like, oh, damn, I hit that. But then a part of his brain like, this bitch kind of pathetic for real, though. I mean, I'll still hit it, but this bitch kind of pathetic. But after 40, it's just, it leave a motherfucker speechless how sad it is.
On here. Can you see me? No.
No, we got it. Can you get, like, sometimes people in the car, they use their headlights.
You want me to turn on the headlights?
We see your butt. We see the BBL, or even if it ain't a BBL, like, who cares? It's Atlanta. I'm sure every other bitch got a BBL. It's not impressive.
Well, we got to be able to see the Kendra cam.
Okay, I'll put on the car. I don't have a problem with that.
Mm-mm, she getting a little defensive, but we already know. Over 40, they're going to be bitches. They're going to be defensive bitches by that age. Most women are going to be defensive bitches by the time they hit 40. Argumentative, defensive, combative bitches.
On. I'm sorry. I know they going off on me in the comments. I don't care, y'all.
I know. You don't care. You're just a ratchet, inconsiderate bitch. We know you don't care.
Let me bring y'all out here.
It's a woman with a 26-year-old and an 18-year-old in the middle of the streets dressed like a hooker. I'm sure her family and her kids are so proud. The black community is just, it's done, and I don't think it's never going to bounce back. Shout out to the outsiders, though. Shout out to the 20 to 30% of black people who doing everything they supposed to be doing and still keeping it classy and dignified. But fuck these ratchet, ignorant motherfuckers, male or female.
Do you have on pants? What you got on?
We get it, Ma. We get it. This is so stupid. I don't even know what to say. I'm trying to think of the word. What are those Crocs? We get it, ma'am. Guys see that and like, yeah, I'll nut on that. Why do you even want to be a nut rag? Like, why do you still want to be seen as a sex object, as a grandma? You're a grandmother. Why? They never stop wanting to be sex objects. In their mind, it's the whole point of their life.
Oh, girl. Wait. What are you, do you have on pants? Are those pants you have on? Shorts. Oh, they're shorts. I was like, girl, they're so skin-toed. I thought she had no pants on. I cannot tell, girl.
I wonder why guys aren't taking her serious. It's been 5 years since she back on the dating market. I can't figure out. Wait, let's just go back. Let's go back a little bit. I can't figure out why guys don't want to introduce her old ass to grandma. Well, she's a grandma. Who want to introduce a grandma to grandma? Think about it. Even if you are a 50-year-old man. I can't figure out why guys don't want to put a ring on this.
Wait. What do you have on pants?
Yeah, Kendra, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. I like your show, and you hustled the bag up. I'm proud of you, but you a dumbass.
Are those pants you have on? Shorts. Oh, they're shorts. I was like, girl, they're so skin-toed. I thought she had no pants on. I cannot tell, girl.
They looking like, what is this lady doing?
Exactly. What is this old ass bitch doing? Can you get back in the car? You stop in traffic. Take your old ass home, grandma. That's what they thinking.
Okay. I was like, it was so skittle. I was like, girl. Okay, we got you. Tina Atlanta, when was your last relationship?
Last relationship? Oh, God, 3 years ago? And that wasn't a relationship, it was a situationship.
Well, yeah, that ain't a relationship. You should be ashamed of yourself. 43 still getting in situationships. Just retire the pussy, too. Can you do that? Well, she ain't gonna do that. But that's what she need to do. Just retire everything.
Okay. What about... Okay. You don't have to answer. So when was your last... Do you have a last relationship?
3 years ago. It was a situation, but we were together.
No, you weren't together. That's why they call it a situationship. You wouldn't have had to say it was a situationship if y'all was clear, black, and white together. Man, pray for her, y'all. Pray for her.
So, yeah.
Okay. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
About a month ago.
Exactly. Yeah. That highway is open 24/7, like most highways, I would imagine, right? But anyway, I couldn't think of a witty line quick enough. But yeah, this 7-Eleven is open 24 hours. Well, wait, are 7-Elevens usually open 24 hours? Okay, let me try to think of something that's not usually open 24 hours so the pun or whatever you call it could work. Okay. This sperm bank is open 24/7. How about that? Does that work, fellas? Oh, God.
Okay, is that person an option?
Not anymore.
Not anymore, okay. You want to tell why? You don't have to if you don't want to.
Inconsistent.
Right, I mean, because you're just a fucking pump and dump. You're just a pop and drop. You're just something to nut on when it ain't nothing else to do. So why would he be consistent? He gonna hit you up when it's time to empty your sack again. You're not relationship material. You're gonna keep running into guys who are inconsistent.
And didn't
want to
better his health. Yeah.
Oh, better his health.
No, I don't got nothing to do with his health. Stop it. He didn't take you serious as a dating option. Don't try to add that on at the end to make it better.
Inconsistent, and he didn't want to better his health. He had a lot of health problems, and I know working out would have fixed them. And he didn't find the time to do that.
You don't seem very fit, ma'am. You seem like you're a few hamburgers away from being fat. They think just because they got some ass or something that mean they fit.
Okay. So we got it's Tina Atlanta 43. Three flaws you have to work on.
I need to be more patient. That's number one. I need to learn how to forgive things that I can't forget, because I do tend to hold on to things. I'm very self-aware.
That's a red flag when you got to say stuff like that. I'm very down to earth. I'm very self-aware. I'm very understanding. When people got to just come right out and say it like that, it means they're not. For future reference, fellas.
I need to get out more. Need to get out.
No, you need to sit your ass cheeks down with a decent man. Stay in more. You too old. We don't want to see your old ass out in the club no more. You've been in the streets for over 20 years. Take your ass home and stay there.
Kids are now adults, and I just need to get out more.
Okay. And why would a guy be lucky to be with you?
I think I'm the full package.
I don't know if I can even continue after that poppycock. I'm the full package. No, I can't. All right, we ain't getting no donations tonight, so I'm getting off. I thought we was going to do a two-hour stream. Happy Halloween. No two-hour stream. Everybody been slacking on the donations. I'll holler at y'all. I probably won't. I'll see y'all probably at least one more time this week. I'll say that. I got a couple things planned, if you know what I mean. So I'm trying to think tomorrow, Friday. I might hop on tomorrow night. Watch out for me tomorrow night. Saturday, probably no. Sunday, probably yes again. Depending on what the donations look like. But yeah, man. Hope y'all enjoyed the MDC Halloween special. Have a great night. Stay safe. Hope the next time you hear from me, we're both better people than we are today. RB Sensei, out.